Hey guys. So last night we had the good fortune of attending a bucket list show, and it was epic. Coming up next on the Music Box.
What's up, Music Box fans? This is Wade. I'm here with my brother Jimmy.
What's up, everybody?
And we are hot off the road, off of one of the best nights of my life.
So incredible.
We had the pleasure of going to see Incubus last night in Oklahoma City at a smaller venue, probably a couple thousand people, kind of packed in.
Yep.
Shoulder.
The Criterion Theater.
Criterion.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic venue.
The venue's right down in Bricktown, if you're familiar with Oklahoma City. It's right downtown there. Nice setup there, man.
Yep.
It was super easy to get in. There was a big line, a sold out show. So it was a packed house, but pretty easy to maneuver in and out. The facilities were nice.
Yeah, safe.
Yeah.
It's safe.
It's a nice part of town.
Yep.
Good. Totally recommend the venue outside of the concert experience itself. Just a great place to go to a show. I'm looking forward to going to more shows there, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. But so we wanted to take just a few minutes and kind of share our thoughts and kind of do a review of this show. It's a bucket list show for both Jimmy and I. Something we want to see or wanted to see before we leave this earth. So I'm really trying to contain my excitement because the whole 4-hour car ride home, we didn't really talk.
Yeah,
about it.
Talk about it
because
much,
no. I wanted this to kind of be
right. We wanted it to be as fresh as possible. In fact, we tested recording in the truck driving down the road, but there was just so much road noise it was driving me crazy. Just the test.
Yes.
When we listened back to it, the hum of the road was just too much for me to take personally. So
we're gonna let all the formalities that we normally do. Just kind of go to the side. We're going to throw this episode up kind of in the middle of the big ones.
We thank you for listening. Like, listen, share, tell your friends.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
And Twitter.
The Twits.
The Twits. That's a good band name.
It's a good band name.
There's probably somebody called that out there. So here we go. With the show started. We were in there about 45 minutes early.
Mm-hmm.
Started to pack in. There was no head opener on the ticket.
Right.
We had no idea. We got in there. We seen that there was an opener.
Yeah.
And
they were interesting. They were an interesting bunch. They came out. It was a 4-piece. They had a bass player and a drummer, like most bands do. And then they had a guitar player. And a girl that played guitar and some sort of synthesizer type thing.
Yeah.
And for lack of a better term, they were a really weird band.
And I can't remember their name.
They were very, I don't remember their name either.
That's sad.
Anyway, there was a kind of a mixed review from the crowd around about the opening act. To me, they kind of put me in the mind of if Yoko Ono was David Byrne from the Talking Heads. They were kind of this weird, they had a lot of weird sounds that went on, and her voice was very high-pitched and
squeaky
and squeaky, and she made a lot of weird sounds, almost like she was speaking in tongues or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, or like she was singing in a different language sometimes. Like
crazy mannerisms and
yeah, but the band
was a trip.
The band was really good. I thought the drummer and the bass player were super tight.
Yeah, rhythm section.
The guitars were a little screamy, but it kind of fit the motif. And you know, I think some of the people around were like, I don't know if I even get this. And some of the people around were like, well, you know, it felt to me like they were trying to express themselves in a really authentic way.
Yeah.
And not, you know, it wasn't necessarily my cup of tea, but I respect the fact that they were out there doing what they do. And I have never seen anybody do what they did.
No.
You know, it was just There's a lot of weirdness. Maybe some of that's for the sake of being weird, but I don't. To me, I felt like it was a little bit of a breath of fresh air. It wasn't your normal deal. You know what I mean?
I'm sitting here racking my brain to figure out this starts with a B. I know that.
I cannot remember.
I might have actually wrote that down in my notes on my phone. I wonder if I could look, because I would like to tell people what it was.
Let me see if I can pull it up on the website. What did you think of the band, Wade?
I thought they had a very solid rhythm section. Very weird lead singer. But it was really like psychedelic somewhat to me when she would make those screeches and noises and...
Yeah.
And it's like had a 60s vibe going on with it. But
well, she did a lot of these kind of jerky, weird movements too in her performance.
Like, it was weird, kind of looked possessed.
And she was, it was funny because she was definitely the front person of the band, but she stood way off to the side. Like, she wasn't in the center of the stage at all. Like, kind of the drummer in the band. Was it seemed like the center the
of
focus
attention. Well, it was
because
a female.
She was young and attractive, and I think that was probably a calculation on their part to do it that way. But it was interesting.
Interesting start to the show, but as soon as they were done, I mean, you could tell Incubus was fixing to come on, and I was like a child. Like I was really really excited. To see, and I just want you to know, we were probably 30 feet from the band. That's this venue. We were 30 feet from a band that sold millions and millions of records, and so
the original lineup, right?
Oh yeah, original lineup. I've been a huge fan of Incubus since they came out. This was actually the 20th anniversary of Make Yourself. Pardon Me is a song on that record. Mm-hmm. So they played that record in its entirety, plus, I don't know, 4 or 5 other songs. They did Wish You Were Here. They did a couple of others.
They did The Warning.
They did Warning.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did their new song, Summer, like Happy Summer or something is what it's called. But anyway, man,
And so the tour is 20 years of Make Yourself.
Yes.
So it was a celebration of that album and its 20th birthday, for lack of a better term.
Yep.
And the show opened with a video, like a short kind of documentary about them making the album and going out on tour and kind of being on their first
monster tour.
You know, playing their first stadiums on that tour. I don't remember who they were touring with right then. Was it Ozzy?
I'm not sure.
Or something. They were playing some big, big venues, though.
Yeah. So, man, when they hit the stage, though, this is a quick review. When they hit the stage, they played music for an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, probably, and did not stop.
No. Like, basically not much interaction between songs, even if they had you know, technical things to handle between songs. Brandon might say, "How's everybody feeling?" Right?
Yep.
Or something like that. There was not much
there was not much
dead time at all.
Yeah, lots of thank yous.
Yep, there were no long monologues of dialogue coming from the stage.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And I actually liked that. You didn't have to draw this crowd in. That's the thing. He didn't have to work this. The people that were there from note one, this is why my voice sounds like it does today. Uh-huh. And Jimmy's too.
Yeah.
And Kimberly's as well. She was right there screaming along with us. From note one, we sang our guts out for an hour and 45 minutes with 2,000 strangers, with one common... interest at that moment, at that point in our life, we were singing those songs. And if you haven't been, I'm going to encourage you to go see whatever band you like right?
Right.
I know we go and try bands. We try to go see if we like them. But if you have a band, you have a bucket list show, and you know all their lyrics and you know all the words, those are the, that's the show. This show changed me a little.
The Butcherettes.
The Butcherettes. Yes. That's who it was.
Butcherettes. That's was the opening band. Yeah.
Butcherettes. So I encourage you to go watch that show because it changed, I'm not going to say it changed my life, but it changed my concert going experience.
Yeah.
And my expectations. I don't know if I've been to a concert since I was a teenager where I just did not care about anybody except the two people that I was with last night, right? Ooh. I didn't care about anything but that stage and that moment.
Yeah.
And I had some moments with right. these songs. It's very nostalgic. It's 20 years. I'm 16 years old. Right. This is the CD that I'm popping in my car, my car.
Right.
My decision. So yep. I had memories and memories and memories, just nostalgia of each and every one of those songs, and to hear it played so perfectly.
Yeah.
And to hear the sound that was coming, the subs thumping me, Brandon singing on pitch,
yeah,
singing right, right. Still enjoying
yeah, what they in the seemed world like he's they were, doing. They were into it. Just the musicianship of the band
is
just stellar.
Oh.
You know, just amazing performance all the way around. And everybody in that band is obscenely talented.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been a band for a long time. They know each other on stage. They're very confident, very sure-footed. The whole performance comes off without a hitch, and you're never uncomfortable or awkward. And just the playing itself was just stellar.
Yeah, and as
and it's not show offy. Nobody rips off into a 9-minute solo.
Nope.
But it was so good.
I've seen some comments on the Incubus's Instagram where this guy said he'd seen them like 6 or 7 times before.
Yeah.
And seen them play for thousands of people. Thousands right. and thousands.
Right.
And he said, "This is the best show I've ever seen you do. This is the best show I've ever been to, and I've seen you that many times." It's the intimacy of the venue. And honestly, there is no way we could explain to you the electricity in that room last night.
You know, it's so
crazy, crazy.
I thought it was so interesting going in when you have an established band like that, and they're coming in and they're playing a record from front to back, the full thing. You know when you get there what the first 12 songs are going to be, or however many mm-hmm. songs that are, there are on that record. And so the people that gather for a thing like that are locked into that record. I don't know that I've ever been to a concert before where I felt like every single person in the room was singing every single lyric to every single song. You know what I mean? There were no songs that they played where there was no one singing along. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Part of that is that they're celebrating this album, the anniversary of the album, and they, you know coming in, they're playing these songs.
Right.
And they did add some songs, and they played a newer song, which was probably the least crowd participation of all the songs, but there was still a lot of crowd participation, even with the brand new song that they played.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, just for me personally, I'm a fan of Incubus, but I'm not a Wade-level Incubus fan.
Mm.
Wade, we talked about this last night after the show, but Incubus was the band that Wade heard first that went, "Hey, music doesn't have to be what I've always heard it to be. There's more to it." Because when you heard Incubus, you hadn't heard that before.
Right.
You know, and if you listen to Incubus right now, they don't sound like anything else.
Yeah.
And, you know, just amazing artistry across the board. And what a great kind of band to open you up to the world of possibilities that exist in music.
Lyrically.
Yeah.
Vocally.
Rhythmically.
Drumming.
Yeah.
The Jose's drumming just... I mean, I still play every little part to every little song as we were driving down the road today.
I'm beating it out on the steering wheel.
And I'm just playing those off. That influenced me so much.
So much, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And to just be there, fan. I actually texted Amy last night. I said, I'm going to open up the text right now and let you into my personal life a little bit. I texted my wife last night after the show, and I said, I'm out in Wade here a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I said, Wade cried. I could not be happier to be here.
I did. I cried multiple times last night. It was, I don't know, man. It changed me.
Yeah. It was an amazing experience on that level for me, just as somebody who loves Wade, to see him that emotionally connected to the thing, to where he was like, he was emotional about it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just such an incredible experience for me on that level alone, minus the great rock show that we got to see. You know, it was just such a cool, I just felt like, I felt like Wade had let me into his world a little more. Like we got a little bit closer in those 3 hours we were standing on that concrete floor, 30 feet from Incubus, you know? Yeah. What an amazing experience it was on that level alone for me.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man.
I didn't mean to get us all weeping.
No. But it's okay.
And Wade and I talk about this all the time. We, just us as people, we have, like, very emotional reactions to music. Like, music affects me more emotionally, much more than any other sort of, you know, like, I can read books and be emotionally attached to them, but something about music, it cuts into my soul a little bit deeper than film or things I read or, you know what I mean, or things I see, you know, it's just something about it. And then to be able to be there with you at that, like, not a bucket list show for Wade, the bucket list show for Wade.
Yep.
Like, if he got to pick a bucket list show that he could sit down and write out the set list for, he would have written that set list for that band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, maybe there was one song they ran out of time to play that we all kind of wanted to hear. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it was sort of a dream come true. And just to see Wade experience that was just really just an emotional thing for me as a person.
Yeah. Well, let me add a little to that. It's really, you get yourself a level of appreciation for Incubus. You, I'm talking about, Jimmy, because you got to watch me love it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Remember the opening, absolutely, the opening chapter of that Blue Like Jazz book?
Yeah.
Where he didn't like jazz until he saw
somebody love it. Yep.
And so you gained an appreciation.
Absolutely.
A little bit. But for me, like I said, and Jimmy saying those things makes me think, like, I've seen lots of bands, and lots of bands that I really like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it was different. It was just,
it was a different thing.
I cannot explain it. It was different. It was intimate sometimes. I mean, I didn't want to pull out my phone. Yeah. I didn't want like, people to see this moment, like, just to be, like, popular or something like that, or post it.
Yep.
I captured a couple of images and some intros that I really like or whatever.
Right. And we snapped a few pics. We'll be posting some stuff on Instagram soon. So,
but I was sucked in. Yeah. There was a couple songs I couldn't even sing because I was just watching.
Yeah.
You know, and you got one of those bucket shows, and hopefully I get to go watch you experience that thing too. But all around, this is not like, it didn't get me amped. Like, I'm not super happy to go to, like, woohoo, that was a great rock show. It was it was different.
It's different. It's
a different level for me.
Yeah.
You know, so thank you guys.
It was just so cool to be there. I wish everybody could have been there. Like, I wish everybody could just, like, see Wade in that moment, that, you know, that moment. And it's the theater we went to, the Criterion Theater, online it says it's 3,500 to 4,000 capacity. And it was at capacity last night.
Yeah.
So, but it's a really, it's not a big, expansive you know, area in there. You don't feel like you can be far away from the stage in that room, even, you know, in the building. It's very much like Canes in a way. Mm-hmm. It's pretty different than Canes too, in a way, but
I can feel far away at Canes.
Yeah.
But in there, they got two levels.
They have two levels. There's a balcony level that has some like reserved theater type seating in one section, and then there's two side sections that just have tables, like high top bar tables along a railing that you can get tickets for that too, and those are all reserved seats up there. And of course, the floor is just open, standing room only. The sound I thought was incredible, like spot on.
Yeah.
You know, as a person who listens to a lot of music, I frequently go to concerts and go, well, this, I would mix this a little bit different, mm-hmm. or I need a little more sub here, you know what I mean? Or a little less sometimes or something like that. But I thought the sound was great. The building worked really well for, you know, for live music. And
It was loud, man.
It was loud.
But, you know, it's good sound. I didn't leave there with my ears ringing.
Yeah.
And it sounded, was loud in my ears, usually after a concert, like sometimes you can get hammered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In, oh, yeah. You just get like, hammered, you know? Yeah. You just can't sleep because of the ringing in your ears. Yeah. So.
I don't know what else to say, man.
I'm gonna give it a thumbs up. I think it was time well spent.
Absolutely. To be with and, family, but also to see that.
Man. Yeah. And just let me say that if you're, you know, if you don't have the same passion for music as Wade and I do, but you have a passion for another thing, go do that thing.
Oh, man.
Take the time, spend the money, take the time off work, get the hotel room, you know, just go do the thing because you're not going to regret it later. You're never going to regret the money you spent to do it or the time you spent to do it. You know, when you're at the end of your life, you're going to go, you know what? That one time I went to the Masters.
Yeah.
And I spent a lot of money and I took a lot of time off work to do it. But when you're done, when it's over at the end, you're going to go, remember that one time when I felt good and we went, you know.
And to the Masters.
To the Masters. Yeah, or we went to Disney World or we went to Italy or we went, you know, to a film festival or whatever it is that you're into. You know, we went to Comic-Con or whatever. Whenever, if you get a chance and you can at all, make that happen because it is a truly life-enriching experience. Yeah.
Yep. I 100% agree.
It was a great, I could not diagram a better night. I mean, we left at, what, noon yesterday?
11:30.
And we got back home at 2 o'clock today and, you know, we were on the road for 8 hours there and back, and we saw a great show. We ate a pretty good meal down in Bricktown, which was cool.
Tacos.
It's just such a cool area down there, and it's very safe and clean, and you never feel like you can't walk anywhere. We walked through a back alley kind of between two buildings last night after the show and never felt weird about it. Yeah, it's really everything's well. Nice down there, so. Anyways, man, great show.
Between venue and bands and trip and experience, man, I got 5 stars. That was 4 yeah,
absolutely.
Things, but, and just another level of appreciation for a band that I love. So, awesome. No new music on this one. We'll get back to regularly.
It's been a whirlwind the past couple of days, but we wanted to record right now because we wanted it to be fresh. We wanted it to feel like, you know, hopefully. Maybe you can feel a little bit of the excitement. We're still pretty amped from it. Even just talking about it now, I'm kind of jacked up about it.
So again, you're jacked up. I get like, I go back there. Yeah. So it's a I cannot put like words to describe. Dude. Like I just go back to I'm like, it was awesome.
It was awesome.
I can't say anything else.
That's awesome. Awesome's the word of the day.
Thanks for going with me.
Thanks for letting me go with you. That was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, man. So, all right, guys, we're out. Thanks for listening. Go check out any of Incubus's music.
Oh, for sure.
Won't be disappointed. So, we will talk to you next week.
On the Music Box.